Okay, our friends. So Christmas is nearly upon us, and we are excited. We are feeling the joy of the Christmas spirit. It is warm in our home today, and it's got me thinking of one of my favorite people in literature, a girl, and her name is Anne.
Of Green Gables?
Anne of Green Gables, that's the one. And when I think about her, at Christmas time, I get really happy feelings in my heart because she had an amazing way of looking at life. And it's worth talking about. In fact, it's even worth reading about. So I am very grateful that some people have written about her for you. Are you ready? Mm-hmm. Today's story is called Merry Christmas, Anne, and it is inspired by Anne of Green Gables, which is a book that was written a long time ago by a woman named L.M. Montgomery. They did make it into a movie, yes, but it's a book series. And this story was actually written by Callie George, and it's illustrated by Genevieve Godbout. And my friends, if you can get your copy of this book out and follow along with us, that would be fantastic. And if you don't have a copy of this yet, you must. The art is beautiful, the writing is lovely, and it is inspired. So I will put a link for this on my Amazon affiliates page so you can go and buy your copy and follow along with us. Are you ready? Mm-hmm. Today's story is read by Mommy. And Philip? I love it. I am so thrilled when Philip is here. He's my favorite. So today's story will be read by Mommy and Philip. Here we go. I am so thankful for many things. Feathery frosts and silvery seas and wreaths as round as the moon. But especially for this Christmas, my first Green Gables Christmas. To think, before I didn't belong to anyone or anywhere, and now I'm here in Avonlea, where the trees gleam like pearls and the fields are full of snowy dimples. It makes me want to sing. Why do you think the field is full of snowy dimples? A dimple, I'm so glad that we are having this conversation then. A dimple is a little dip in something. Imagine that you see a blanket of snow, but instead of it being a big, straight, fluffy line of snow, there's a big dimp, a little dent in the snow. And that little dent usually is there if you're out in the field or something, because maybe a rabbit has a burrow there, right? Or maybe there's a snake hole underneath it. There could be lots of different things that cause that divot or that dimple or that dent. Does that make sense? You can even see a dimple on people's faces sometimes when they smile. At the corner of their smile, there can be a little dink.
I see a dimple.
Yeah, I have one. And that's what a dimple is. Okay, now. Tonight, though, I'm not singing. I'm reciting poems at the Christmas concert. I tremble just thinking about it. But it's a nice kind of tremble. The kind that gives you a thrill. And oh, what a thrill! A box tied with satin ribbons? Why, Matthew, is that for me? And in the picture, we can see Anne. She's on the staircase and she looks down, and it looks like Matthew might be an old man in her life. I know who he is. He's kind of like her adopted father. And he has a box for her. My first dress with real puffed sleeves. Dear shy Matthew, how did you manage? And dear sensible Marilla, how did you agree? It is utterly exquisite. exquisite. I will wear it tonight for the concert. I only hope I make both of you proud. All morning I practice my part. I am a fairy and will wear a wreath of wild roses in my hair. At school, mean Josie Pye said fairies don't have red hair. I tried not to listen. Later, Diana, my bosom friend, comes by with another gift.
Josie Pye couldn't be more wrong. I believe fairies have hair of all sorts of colors, right? You can use your imagination to make them into anything, really. Do you wonder what her friend Diana has for her? Well, hold on.
Beaded slippers from her Aunt Josephine. The perfect match for my dress. And perfect for a fairy. It seems like a happy dream. Oh, Winter, you make the world dream as much as I do. For lunch, we have a perfectly dreamy feast. We eat Marilla's goose and our neighbor Mrs. Lynde's pudding, all laid out on a frilly lace and ferns I found that keep green from that certain deep hollow of the woods. I almost forgot the fluttery feeling in my stomach. Almost.
Do you know why she has that fluttery feeling? Did you understand what she's going to do tonight? She's going to recite poetry in front of people. Have you ever recited poetry in front of people?
No, I've never recited any poems.
But you have some memorized, don't you?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, maybe this Christmas we could have you recite in front of people. Would that be fun?
No.
Oh! It would give you a flutter in your stomach, huh?
Yeah, and then my stomach might burst.
Oh, dear.
Isn't Christmas a feast for the eyes as well? Before the concert, we decorate the hall divinely. Soon the concert hall is aglow with tissue paper roses and tiny candles that twinkle like they are dancing. Diana says, my hair looks almost auburn in the soft light. At last, it's time. Diana's solo is perfectly elegant. Everyone is so splendid, even Gilbert Blythe, who once called me carrots, and Josie Pye, too. I clap as hard as I can, but then it's my turn. I'm so nervous I almost faint, and I'm sure I can't begin. But my new dress gives me courage. I just have to live up to my puffed sleeves. I think of Matthew and Marilla, who haven't been to a concert in oh so long, and perfectly prickly Aunt Josephine and Diana, my best friend, and my many kindred spirits all around. And I know what to do. The words come from ever so far away, and I pour myself into them and clasp my hands just so. And when I am done, I see Matthew smile and Marilla nod, and I feel like a star, a lovely crystal one all sparkling above the snow.
Beautiful.
Snow crisps under sleighs, and bells chime like fairy laughter as everyone heads home where warm apple pie and the cheer of the hearth wait. On days when I am awfully near despair, and even I can't find words to express how I feel, I will remember this Christmas. And the very best gift of all, my kindred spirits, who aren't as scarce as I once thought. I'm so very thankful for you. Merry Christmas, dear kindred spirits. Merry Christmas, Anne, with an E. And that, my dear sweet friends, my kindred spirits.
What does that mean, by the way? Do you know kindred spirit? Okay, so to be kindred means that you are like-minded. that you enjoy the same things and that you have similarities and that you're kind of the same. You're kindred. Okay? And a kindred spirit means that your spirit, your soul, your heart, your essence of you is a kindred to mine. So we are in harmony together. Yeah. Unity. Okay? And that, my dear kindred spirits, is
the end.
If you like the show, please take a moment to rate, review, and subscribe. It really does help the show to grow. Thank you for listening.